So Ben Affleck and Catherine Bigelow were notably missing. Daniel Day-Lewis and Steven Spielberg were, as expected, very much present in today's nominations for the 85th Annual Academy Awards. Lincoln led the way with 12, including Best Picture, Best Director for Spielberg, Best Actor for star Daniel Day-Lewis. It's, of course, the tale of the president's determination to pass the 13th Amendment outlawing slavery. In this scene, Lincoln using the mathematician Euclid to justify his reasoning.
Euclid's first common notion is this: things which are equal to the same thing are equal to each other. That's a rule of mathematical reasoning. It's true because it works.
So there, Daniel Day-Lewis, the Brit, playing the American icon Lincoln. Ben Affleck and Catherine Bigelow did not get director nominations, but their films Argo and Zero Dark Thirty are also up for Best Picture, along with Amour, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, and Silver Linings Playbook. For Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr, today is like Christmas. He's in the studio with us. So, Ty, just tell us first, what were the best presents for you, the surprises?
Oh, unquestionably the best surprises, the things I was not expecting to see, was the showing for Amour. Five nominations for a very austere French-language drama. Best Picture, Best Director, Best Screenplay, Best Actress, and Best Foreign Language Film, of course. And also the showing of Beasts of the Southern Wild, the little film that could and may yet.
Especially because it got shut out pretty much by the Golden Globes.
Yeah, well, it's not the kind of movie that gets awarded by Golden Globes. And I thought it might get over, you know, it's the kind of movie that you would expect would get a Best Original Screenplay or your Best Adapted Screenplay in this case. But it was wonderful to see the young actress get nominated. She's the youngest actress ever nominated in that category. And Emmanuelle Riva from Amour is the oldest actress ever nominated in that category.
From Amour. But just to remind people, that Best Actress nomination for the youngest is 9-year-old Quvenzhané Wallace. She plays the 6-year-old hush puppy who lives in the Louisiana Bayou and fights to survive after a cataclysmic hurricane. And she also narrates the film. Let's listen to just a little bit.
The whole universe depends on everything fitting together just right. One piece bust, even the smallest piece, the entire universe would get busted.
Quite something. Tell us more about the Best Actress category.
It's an interesting category this year. We have Naomi Watts for The Impossible as a British tourist surviving the tsunami in 2004. Jessica Chastain for her role in Zero Dark Thirty. Emmanuelle Riva from Amour. Who carries a great weight of movie love from her days early in the 60s and being in a Hiroshima Mon Amour. Jennifer Lawrence from Silver Linings Playbook. And Quvenzhané Wallace from Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Now, Jennifer Lawrence from Silver Linings Playbook, this is, I think there, after the nominations, there are a lot of people who are going to be saying, I need to see Silver Linings Playbook. she gets into a relationship with Bradley Cooper's character, Pat. He has troubles of his own.
Also nominated. In fact, that's the only film with nominations in every single acting category. De Niro for Supporting Actor, Jackie Weaver for Best Supporting Actress, Cooper for Best Actor.
Right. And as I say, people are going to be saying, I need to see Silver Linings Playbook. Let's listen to a scene, again, with Bradley Cooper's Pat. He is bipolar. And Jennifer Lawrence, the troubled young widow.
How'd you lose your job?
Having sex with everybody in the office.
Everybody?
I was very depressed after Tommy died. It was a lot of people.
We don't have to talk about it.
Thanks.
How many were there?
11.
Wow.
I know.
Ty Burr, I mean, again, this sounds like complicated characters. Did you like the film originally?
I like the film very, very much. It's the kind of movie that, you know, looks on the surface like a typical Hollywood, you know, romantic comedy, is much deeper, more richly written, has great performances, smarter. I think one of the things that the Academy members were awarding with these nominations is human performances, human films, films about people undergoing real-life problems. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, reflected in some of the movies that weren't nominated and some of the surprises. You know, when you see Amour, which is about as human as you can get.
And it's an elderly couple. She has a stroke. He cares for her.
Right. And it takes place within the couple's apartment in Paris. A small, intimate film, but very, very powerful, very truthful. I think when you look at that, when you look at Silver Linings Playbook, which is about real people or feels like real people, you look at a movie like Beasts of the Southern Wild, which is about the kind of characters we normally don't see in movies. I mean, it's got a very mythical aspect to it. But again, it's about people who seem real. I think that's what the Academy was honoring with these nominations.
By the way, we mentioned the one Best Actor, Bradley Cooper. Who were the other nominations?
In the Best Acting category, well, Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln and as Lincoln, and he's pretty much considered, you know, odds-on favorite.
Yeah, but?
Hugh Jackman for Les Miserables, a movie that didn't get a ton of nominations and was passed over for the directing category, Tom Hooper, who won for The King's Speech. Denzel Washington for Flight, again, you know, honoring somebody who is just considered legendary by the acting community. Joaquin Phoenix in The Master, a movie that was not well loved by audience. It's a tough movie. It's not an easy movie. But both Philip Seymour Hoffman in the supporting category and Joaquin Phoenix in the lead category were nominated for tremendous performances.
Well, let's talk about the omissions, at least in our mind. Ben Affleck, not nominated for Best Director for Argo. As you mentioned, Tom Hooper, also not nominated for Les Miserables. Catherine Bigelow, not nominated for directing Zero Dark Thirty, even though screenwriter Mark Boal was. Let's listen to a little bit of a scene. This is, of course, the film about the hunt for Osama bin Laden. Here's in the trailer, Jason Clarke playing the CIA operative about to interrogate a prisoner, promising to use harsh tactics.
I am bad news. I'm not your friend. I'm not going to help you. I'm going to break you.
Now, Catherine Bigelow has been criticized for implying in the film that harsh tactics like waterboarding were what led to bin Laden, even though the filmmakers go out of their way to say the point of the film is that it was actually old-fashioned boots on the ground that was the key. It just seems impossible she wouldn't be nominated. Do you think there's something going on here?
I think the controversy definitely played a part. And I don't think the film glorifies torture at all. The problem is it doesn't explicitly condemn it either. So there's a great big public argument going on about this movie, and there should be. But I do think it rendered it, the movie, toxic.
Just one last quick thing. Seth MacFarlane hosted the nominations. He's also going to host the Academy Awards. He, of course, wrote and created the movie Ted. He was the voice of Ted. He was nominated for one of the songs from the film Ted. But also nominated was the song Skyfall, which Adele is singing in the film, the James Bond film Skyfall. Is there a sense that the producers of the show are praying that Adele will come to the Academy Award nominations?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're desperate to have people tuning in. You know, and every year the viewership numbers go down. I think it helps that MacFarlane is going to be hosting. And he's the first host to have announced the nominations since Charlton Heston in 1952. And he was very funny. Most of his jokes worked this morning. And Emma Stone played along beautifully. And it was more enjoyable to watch the nominations announcement than it usually is, considering that it's 5:30 in the morning out there.
Right. We've been talking about today's Oscar nominations with Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr. Oscars February 26th. Golden Globes this weekend. The winter respite begins. Ty, thanks as always.
Thank you.
And here's a little of this morning's nominations with Seth MacFarlane and Emma Stone.
For Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role, the nominees are Christoph Waltz in Django Unchained. He's won before. Philip Seymour Hoffman in The Master. He has won before. Robert De Niro in Silver Linings Playbook. He's won before. Alan Arkin in Argo. He has won before. And Tommy Lee Jones in Lincoln. He's won before.
Breath of fresh air in that category.
And, of course, any excuse for Adele. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service, NPRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.